The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
South Carolina Republican Party Chairman Drew McKissick.
Good morning, Joey.
From the 5th District, Congressman Ralph Norman.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott, welcome in.
Hi, Joey.
Get caught up on what happened while you were sleeping with breaking news, weather, and traffic. Welcome to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Live from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios on 94.5 The Answer.
.705 on this Thursday morning. I'm getting some interesting comments about my tipping question. If you're just joining us, I went by my favorite little seafood and butcher shop yesterday and was pleasantly surprised when the young lady, the cashier, turned the monitor around, and this was, I think, a new point of sale type system for them. They had done some remodeling and some improvements and stuff, and I'm happy for them. I'm glad business is good. But it had a place before I signed. It wanted me to put in a tip, and I was just surprised because I typically don't tip a cashier. And it led me to the question, too, of who's going to actually get the tip. Does she get it? Do they split it among everyone? I just never have thought necessarily that a retail establishment like that, that you should be tipping the cashier. So anyway, we're having some fun this morning doing a little poll on what you think. If you think that a cashier at a retail establishment should tip, and we're seeing this more and more, and it makes you feel very awkward, doesn't it? You're standing there. In my case yesterday, I'm standing there, and this nice young lady is just waiting on me to choose 15, 20, 25, 30%. And then, of course, in sort of the small print, you could choose no tip, which after a few minutes, I stood there and thought for a minute, and I'm thinking, why would I tip a cashier? And I'm sure she thought that's a cheap old man because I chose no tip. But I think part of the whole thing is to probably sort of pressure people a bit, or at least I felt pressured to tip. So the question this morning is, should you tip a cashier? Text in the keyword tip, just T-I-P, tip, to 877-235-9405. Because I'm curious. According to an article that I read, it reminded me, I'd seen this over the weekend at CNN, that this is happening more and more at retail establishments. They're giving you the option before checkout to give a tip.
I got bad news for those folks.
What's our result so far?
100% no way.
100% saying no tip.
Nope.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I'm glad I'm not the only cheap. cheap guy out there, you know. Well, I just felt awkward. It took me a minute because, you know, again, nice young lady, she's standing there smiling, which I'm guessing she's probably been trained to do so. But well, I'm glad I feel better already.
And you know what? I was taught early on, and I've mentioned this before, general rule of thumb, if you're paid a full wage to do the work, then a tip is not necessarily appropriate. Now, my family's got a business. I did deliveries for that business. I was paid a full hourly wage. I was provided the vehicle. The gas was paid for. Insurance was paid for. Maintenance paid for, etc. All I did was get in it, go where I was told to go, drop off the item, head back to home base. A tip is not appropriate. I'm paid a full wage. This is my job.
Yep.
But, you know, someone like your pizza delivery person who maybe not even gets an hourly wage. They get paid by the pizza.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they're using their own car. You know, there's lots of things that go on. Restaurant servers get paid a modified hourly wage because tips are a part of that.
And that's expected. I mean, that's a long time tradition. Yes.
So that's different. But if you're getting $15 an hour, if it's McDonald's in California, $25, $30 an hour to work that counter. Sorry, sarcasm.
Yep.
You know, that's not a tip. And, you know, some McDonald's point of sale have a tip or did. It may be gone now, but I can recall not that long ago going to the counter to buy food, and it asked me if I wanted to leave a tip.
Yep.
No. It's McDonald's, really?
Jimmy in Liberty says, no retail cashier shouldn't be tipped. They are getting paid hourly. If they aren't making enough money, they should choose a different career. Texter, you do not get tipped unless you're making less than minimum wage, which would mean you're a server at a restaurant. There's no shame in my game. I have no problem not tipping somebody such as a barista or a cashier. Well, thank you. I mean, I'm feeling better already. I felt bad yesterday for a minute. I'm thinking, is this what I'm supposed to do? Texter says, I had that situation at a takeout establishment. I did the tip thinking that the kitchen staff would receive the tip for cooking the food and plating it to go. Not necessarily that I was tipping the cashier. Now I wonder about it. Well, and that's a whole other topic too. Should, you know, if you have called in an order or you stop by a restaurant and you get an order to go, and basically someone hands you a bag, you pay them, do you owe them a tip for handing you the bag, your food? Brandon in Lawrence is saying that Brewster's does the same thing. And again, now, in all fairness, maybe it's the point of sale system because, again, this store had done some upgrades, had done some remodeling, and a lot of stuff was new. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised when I walked in. I hadn't been in this particular store in a while. Maybe it's, as some of you have mentioned, it's just part of the point of sale system, and that's just sort of standard. But look, I think if I'm a business owner and I'm talking with someone about the point of sale system, I don't want to make my customers feel awkward. I'm thinking there's got to be a way to take that tip screen off of there. Larry's in Hendersonville. All right, Larry, so should I have tipped the cashier yesterday?
Absolutely not.
Well, thank you.
You know, but there are people that will tip, just like there's people that give these people that are holding signs out there. They always give them money. But there are people that will do that because they'll feel bad or whatever they do. But absolutely not.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I didn't think so, too. I mean, I paused because I almost did it just because I thought, you know, well, this is an expectation. But then as I quickly thought about it, I'm thinking, no, why would I tip a cashier? I mean, thank you, but I just spent, you know, $60 with you buying a product. Why should I have to tip on top of that?
I'm a trash man, and I'm not even allowed to accept tips from people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even at Christmas time. They said, no, don't accept no Christmas card. I'm like, what? They said, no, can't do that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
All right, Larry. I appreciate you backing me up there. Appreciate I feel better. You know, I can't wait. We always get Gallagher on right at the end of the show, leading into his show, and I give him a hard time sometimes about tipping, because when he used to live in New York, everybody in New York expects a tip. You walk through the door, the doorman wants you to tip them. I mean, it's like everything you do, they expect a tip. Wonder if Gallagher tips cashiers. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on this thankful Thursday. I guess you're probably thankful that I'm not your customer, huh? 7:15 on the Morning Answer.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
All right, you ready to start on that outdoor living area? Redo the patio? Maybe add an outdoor kitchen? The team at Big Rock, they're standing by waiting on you. They're ready to help, because that's what they do. At Big Rock, for many, many years now, they've been supplying customers all over the Southeast with the best variety and the best quality of stone. They also offer expert service and advice. If you're not quite sure how to start a project, the team at Big Rock, they'll walk you through it. If you're an architect, a builder, a contractor, you're looking for a better source of natural stone and hardscape products, Big Rock is your answer. You're a do-it-yourselfer? You like working in your home's backyard? Big Rock's the answer for you as well. Let me encourage you to run by, check out the Big Rock showroom. They have great ideas of how to use natural stone and hardscape around your home, whether it's an outdoor patio area, or maybe you're redoing a parking area, a driveway, or a sidewalk. They can help you with all that, and they're happy to do so. They're great to work with. Find them 24/7 online at GoBigRock.com, GoBigRock.com at 7:16.
Sean Hannity believes things are going to get worse.
The Fed Chair, Jerome Powell, warning that Biden's persistent inflation will force him to raise rates higher and faster. This is not good news. If you think the Biden inflation tax was bad, it's about to get a lot worse. This is the first real telegraph that his policies heretofore have not done the job.
Get the right answer from Sean Hannity. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 94.5. The Answer.
Whoa, wait a minute. My house is worth how much?
Look, the house is great. The landscaping is perfect. But have you looked at your concrete floors?
I mean,
your pool deck is crumbling. Your driveway is all cracked and filthy. And the garage is all chipped and peeling and stained.
Oh, man.
Hey, don't worry. If you really want to make this house a home, we've got to call Atlas Coating.
Atlas Coating.
They can transform these surfaces in as little as one day with top-shelf commercial-grade concrete coatings.
Made in the USA.
Except no substitutes.
We're not settling for cheap knockoffs or weak epoxies.
Atlas Coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy.
Tough, durable, and slip-and-stain resistant.
Atlas Coatings comes with a lifetime warranty.
Indoors and outdoors, residential and commercial, we do it all.
Call 864-999-0404 for a free quote,
or visit us online at atlas-coatings.com.
Mention 94.5 The Answer and save $300 on your next project.
Atlas Coatings. Who knew concrete could look this good?
It's the Great American Gun Show in Greenwood this weekend at the Greenwood Farmers Market at 215 Wilbank Circle. Buy, sell, trade guns, knives, and ammo. Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. Bring your guns, tell your friends. The Great American Gun Show at the Greenwood Farmers Market. Be there.
Viper Electric, this is Matt speaking.
Hi, Matt. You're with Viper Electric, right?
Yes, ma'am. This is Viper Electric. How can I help you?
Well, we seem to be having a bit of an electrical issue.
Let me guess. You had your cousin's barber's client's buddy do some work for you, and now when you use the microwave, your ceiling fan turns on.
No, one of our outlets isn't working.
Oh, sorry about that. We've been getting some strange calls lately. You made the right choice by reaching out.
In a world of giant corporations and impersonal service, you value a local business that understands the importance of relationships.
relationships. That's why for decades, Viper Electric has dedicated themselves to providing each of their clients a quick turnaround, great value, and professional service. Whether it's a large commercial project or small residential jobs, Viper Electric's carefully selected and highly experienced team provides the highest caliber workmanship. Call today at 864-304-1734. That's 304-1734 or online at viperelectricsc.com.
So you can help?
Yes, ma'am. We can fix that.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line, 877-235-9405.
PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
You can still participate in our poll. Just text the keyword TIP, T-I-P, to the Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. The question I'm asking you today is, should you tip a cashier? Does a cashier deserve to be tipped in any type of retail establishment? That's the situation I found myself in yesterday as I was purchasing some fish, some salmon for dinner last night. Tip. Just text the keyword tip to 877-235-9405. I'll update you a little bit later. Still no indictment of President Donald Trump from the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg. And we're told now that the grand jury will not be meeting again for probably a month. A lot of legal analysts are saying that this is not necessarily unusual, that the DA can take as long as he wants to file an indictment, suggesting that the grand jury very well could have voted this week before they took a recess for a month. All of this is done in secrecy, so there's no obligation for Alvin Bragg to announce what the grand jury did the few days that it was in session this week. On Monday, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker testified before the grand jury that, of course, has been hearing evidence about the story of the alleged hush money paid to Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election. The panel, which sources said, again, will not reconvene for a month. A lot of people say they could have voted. We just don't know that they did. Former Brooklyn prosecutor Adam Uris told the New York Post the DA can take as long as he wants to file an indictment with the clerk's office. Went on to explain that the main benefits in delaying handling the indictment would be to buy time for Bragg's office to negotiate with the Trump team on how the indictment or the arrest would be handled, where they would do it, give them time to beef up security. Uris noted that D.A. Bragg wouldn't necessarily want to wait too long to do this, because the defense could argue that the moment the grand jury foreperson signs it, the speedy trial clock, the time when which Trump is entitled to go to trial, starts counting down. Uris said law enforcement will take extraordinary steps to ensure the safety and of court personnel and members of the service, along with the former president. I think an atmosphere has been created that lends itself to the possibility of political violence, and I do think that law enforcement will take every opportunity to try to tamp that down. But I guess this will just prolong the indictment watch, because we've all been thinking any day now this could come down. Also, yesterday, the House of Representatives approved an amendment with the help of some Democrats as well that will prevent the Department of Energy from implementing new strict regulations on gas stoves. We've been talking about this some over the past month or actually a couple of months when we first learned that the Biden administration was trying to pretty much just outlaw gas stoves as part of their Green New Energy deal. Republicans have been looking to defend the use of gas stoves ever since the Consumer Product Safety Commission indicated that it was about to ban stoves for health reasons. Now, we know this is all part of their crazy climate change, but they were citing health reasons as being the reason that they would not allow gas stoves. The Consumer Product Safety Commission then, when they got pushed back on that, they then went to the Department of Energy with the idea that the DOE would make regulations that would make it so tough for manufacturers of gas stoves that they would probably just opt out of it. And even if they make them, they're going to be so expensive, the consumers can't afford them. The Gary Palmer is a Republican from Alabama. He was talking about the vote yesterday. It was 251 to 181. 29 Democrats voted along with the GOP. He told Fox, despite all their words to the contrary, House Democrats are supportive of federal bureaucrats' attempt to ban gas stoves. By voting against my amendment to prevent the Department of Energy from implementing its anti-natural gas agenda, they've shown themselves to be complicit. You know, there are already some Democrat-led cities who are trying to take action on their own, proposing measures that would also ban gas stoves. The city of New York, for example, has already implemented some very strict guidelines on the use of natural gas to the point that within the next few years, new buildings in New York will not be allowed to use natural gas as a source of heat or anything else, hot water, cooking. And again, it's all part of their crazy climate change. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on this Thankful Thursday. You're welcome to text your thankful stories. Dennis writes, Bragg might be waiting till October for the October surprise right before the election. Maybe so. And you know, maybe Bragg has just decided he's not going to do this. Maybe he's some common sense has crept in here. Your texts are welcome. A lot of you still participating in the poll. Text the keyword tip to 877-235-9405. Let me know how you feel about tipping your cashier. Yesterday, the White House declined to comment on the story of the IRS agent who visited journalist Matt Taibbi's home on the same day that he was set to testify to a House subcommittee, which was investigating the weaponization of government. I mean, think about the irony of that. Think about the irony that here you have this high-profile journalist getting ready to testify in front of Congress about government being weaponized against people, and the IRS shows up at his door. You think that's a way to intimidate him? This was on March the 9th when he was headed to Congress and this IRS agent shows up. White House spokesperson John Kirby yesterday declined to provide any answers on why this may have happened.
I was wondering if you could respond to this Taibbi visit by the IRS and say whether this is part of a campaign to harass or intimidate them related to his journalism.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to refer you to the IRS.
Yeah, and then the IRS is going to refer you to someone else who will refer you to someone else. You know we're never going to get an answer on that, don't you? 877-235-9405. Hope you'll join the conversation on this thankful Thursday. Up next, Attorney General Alan Wilson. We spoke a few weeks ago, and the Attorney General suggested that he had some ideas on the much-needed judicial reform. We're going to get into some detail up next at 7:30 on The Morning Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.